Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Pink Glasses Conversation. My name is Olaoluwa, or you can just call me Ola for short. And I just want to say thank you for listening in today. Thank you for joining. It's our 11th episode. I mean, that is amazing. I forgot to celebrate the 10th episode the last time. I just want to say thank you to everyone that listens. Thanks to everyone who sends reviews, who sends feedback. I'm so grateful. Thank you for walking this journey with me as I learn and as I grow. On today's episode, I am going to be talking about that one question that I feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we all ask ourselves in every season of our life. I think even from the time we were like a year old. Okay, I was exaggerating, but you get it. It's purpose. What's my purpose? Am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right profession? Those kind of questions. I will be talking about it today from two perspectives. I'll be talking about it both as a professional and as a person of faith. So, this is gonna be fun. Sit back, relax, grab your glass of water, grab anything you need, and let's get right into today's episode, shall we? Let's go. So I think it would be very unfair to start today's episode without explaining why there wasn't an episode last week. I promise. It wasn't like I just decided from the bottom of my heart that, you know what, no episode, you know, this week, which was last week. So I actually recorded an episode and it just wasn't gelling, if you get what I mean. Like, I feel like I was really just blabbing on and on and on and wasn't really making any impact, and I just let it go. I'm like, maybe it was a creative block, maybe it was just a, you know, like a long day and my brain couldn't just produce the words. I just wasn't in that state to like really talk or share. So that's why there wasn't an episode, I promise. It wasn't like I just was very lazy and decided not to record or share an episode. But there's an episode today. Hopefully I receive a chance to be able to share. So I guess all of us would see if this turns out to be shared again. But yeah, really, that's what happened. I mean, I struggled with it for a bit, just to be honest. Like, I felt very bad. I'm like, why? What's going on? Like, is it not for me again? Is it blah, blah, blah? You know, those questions we ask when one thing in our life doesn't meet up to standard or meet up to our expectation. But I was really worried about it all through the week. Like, I would think about it and I'll take my mind off and I'll be like, oh my gosh. But I'm back and we're back. So let's get into our topic for today. You know that one saying that if the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable, right? Did you feel that way on your shoulders? I did. Every time I hear it, I'm just like, ooh. So I really wanted to initially just talk about this from the church perspective and do another episode for the personal or professional. But it felt very distant. I felt like it won't be a balanced podcast. So I decided to just merge the two together. The church one might sound a bit churchy, but I promised not to make it that way. Again, I know that asking what our purpose is and what we've been called to do and what area we're supposed to function is one question that I feel like it's probably one of the most asked questions in the world right now. Again, like I said, you know, I feel like both perspectives are interwoven, both the personal and the faith. And so that's why I said, you know what, this episode is just going to be two sides of a coin. And it's okay to ask the question. It's okay sometimes for the question to come with its own baggage. But what is not okay is you living in that baggage. Heads up, just so I don't say this at the end of the podcast, that career is not all there is to purpose. Because purpose could be anything. Purpose could be career, it could be ministry, it could be spiritual gifts, it could be business, it could be anything. You know, it doesn't have to be an office job or tech job or social welfare job or things like that. So with the question, what is my purpose, I feel is a sub question of how do I know my purpose? Like, what is it and how do I know it? And I had a few pointers that I just wanted to talk about. Hopefully I'll be able to address the topic the best way that I can. And the first one is that a lot of times I feel that people see purpose from a very grandiose and high perspective. And I get it. You know, you don't want to be in the wrong field. You don't want to do the wrong thing. So purpose is seen as this high and mighty things. And I know there are so many books out there, and I'm not discrediting those books in any way. 10 ways to know your purpose, 25 ways to walk in purpose, things like that. They're great in, you know, in their own way. They're written by amazing men and women in the professional field, in the faith field, the faith world, you know, all of that great stuff. But my unpopular opinion is stop from where you are. Do what you're doing now and be faithful. If you're asking yourself, am I in the right job? Am I in the right profession? What are you doing currently? Like, where are you? And are you faithful in the place that you are? So be it a job, right? It's not a great place that you want. And I was talking with one of my amazing friends, and I was like, whether you like this thing or not, you're in it, right? Especially for like academics. There are a lot of people who go to universities and find out that the course that they are currently doing, like the discipline that they're currently doing, is not really what they want to do. Or if you schooled in Nigeria, like me, for example, you can choose a discipline, you can choose a program, and then the school will change it and give you another program. You can apply for medicine and you end up doing biochemistry. Yeah, I applied for mass communication. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but when I applied for college, I didn't apply to do social work. I didn't know there was anything like social work. I knew that I liked to talk. I mean, I didn't even realize I haven't talked about this. I knew I loved to talk. I knew I loved meeting new people. I knew I loved creating new relationships. So I applied for mass communication. I loved the media, you know, things like that. And I've shared that before. But I ended up with social work. And my mother was like, what is social work? No shade to my mother. She was like, what is social work? What is that? And then I started looking it up, and then, you know, Google is your best friend. Uncle Google. I started asking questions like, what is social work? And I started seeing it's a helping profession. It's a this, it's a that. And I was like, well, I wanted to do mass comm, but okay. This seems like something I can do, because then I was already serving, which is my next point, and I'm not going to talk too much about that now, but I was already serving. I was like, you know what? I also loved mentoring young people. I was like, I love mentoring young people. I love helping people out. I love being involved with people. I'm like, so maybe it can work, and maybe I can volunteer at a radio station. Maybe I can, you know, I was like, I'll just do it. And I just went with it with such an open mind. And I know that's hard. And my story might not be the context for everyone. However, I did have a choice to be like, this is not what I wanted, and I'm just going to breeze by school and just go for every class because I'm in school and I need to do it, and that's all that there is to it, and just let that go. But by God's grace, I was like, no. Like, I'm going to use and take the best of what I can do. And so I did that by being faithful in where I was and having an open mind to it. And that's for education. What about ministry? You might have been called to be a pastor, right? And you're currently still serving. You might have been called and you feel like the Lord has called me to set up a ministry for myself, to set up like ministry, I mean like a church or things like that. But one, maybe you don't have the means. Two, maybe you just don't have clarity yet. And you're like, what do I do? I'm not where I want to be. And then you're just passively going by the day, passively going by the day, passively going. You're not invested in where you are. You know, you're missing so much because God has put you in that line. God has put you in that purpose, in that space for a reason. For a specific reason. So if you miss that point, if you miss the learning that the Lord wants you to do, maybe where you are is what is where you actually meet the people that will help you where you are going. Yeah. So why not be faithful? Maybe you're not even working on that in ministry. Maybe you're just going in and coming out. You're just a, you know, you're just an attendee. Or maybe you're part of another ministry or somebody, or part of a non-profit for somebody. In other words, just be faithful. But go in with a joyful heart. And wake up each day and determine that, you know what? I might not be where I want to be. I might not be where I think I need to be. But I'm going to make the best of where I am. Learn the skills. Use the resources. Learn to serve. Do everything. And I think that leads to the second point that I can never emphasize enough. Serve, volunteer, repeat. Serve, volunteer, repeat. I can make it into a song. Please volunteer and serve. And I know this thing sounds like, what has this got to do with purpose? But you cannot just sit on the couch and, excuse me, make a pity party for yourself when there are opportunities out there. You can never go wrong with volunteering. Never. Never. I mean, never. It might just be volunteering to help them pack books. It might be volunteering to just help them design an Excel spreadsheet. It might be volunteering to actually plan an event. Please volunteer. There are so many nonprofits around you in your local community, in your local area, that are looking for volunteers. Volunteer. It might not even be in the area you want. You might be interested in child advocacy, and they might be volunteering with people with disabilities. It doesn't look like each other, Abby. Still volunteer. And if you do find nonprofits really that are in the area of your interest, and maybe you are not in that academic program, or maybe you are not in that job, volunteer. I know for a lot of people, it's like, if I'm not making money from it, why should I do it? No, life doesn't work that way. And I'm not saying this out of them say. I'm sharing from my own personal experience. That's why the word purpose doesn't, it didn't really, I mean, I've had my first year, but it's not something I'm like, oh my goodness, I hope I'm, no. And my own area of weakness is like in specializations and making decisions. And trust me, I have a whole episode coming up about making decisions. But it's just like, what decision do I make? Which one do I choose? Which one do I align myself with? You know, and things like that. So when I was in my social work program, I was talking about my social work program for college. And one thing I did, because I know that I didn't really know much about this and I really wanted to help people. That's how I started volunteering. I didn't know what I was going to do with social work. I didn't know the area that I was going to work in. I didn't know what side of the field I was going to do. But it didn't matter. I just started volunteering. I looked for a student-led nonprofit in my school called ISIC. I don't know if anyone knows ISIC. And that's how I started volunteering for ISIC. After ISIC, there was another nonprofit that came to my school that did a conference that I attended, and then they were looking for volunteers. And I signed up and I attended. I started meeting more people. Those are the people that helped me, you know, in editing my CV. Those are the people that helped me in just like how to plan events. I started becoming like secretaries for like meetings. I started knowing how to write minutes of meetings. I was involved in tech. That's when I was like put on the spot to start planning like community development events, going to like some of the most rural areas in Lagos, Nigeria. Honestly, I still didn't know where I was going to do. I didn't even think I was going to do a master's. But I just continued to volunteer. And I wasn't paid. I can't remember one time that I volunteered and I was paid for it. I don't think so. But I learned so much more beyond what my discipline could give me. And it was while I was volunteering that I actually realized that I actually love planning events. It was while I was doing, I didn't know that I loved planning events. I didn't know about that part of me yet. But I figured I loved it so much that people around me could tell that when they were having events in church, at school, in my fellowship with nonprofits, I would just join the logistics team because I just loved it. And I ended up leading a whole group of 15 to 20 people as a logistics vice president, right? And I'm sorry if this probably sounds like, oh, she's blowing her trumpet. No, that is entirely not the case. I'm just saying all of that backstory just to encourage you that there are so many opportunities out there for you to be able to find yourself, for you to be able to support your community, for you to be able to know more about yourself and just learn skills. Those soft skills and hard skills that you want to learn, 90% of them will not be taught in the classroom. That's just the truth. Work with people. Are you in the media space? Look for somebody to work with. Look for somebody to work under. Okay, I'll work with you 2 weekends in a month. You know, if you want to have your own business, look for somebody who has the same business just as the one you want to do. And, okay, can I, you know, just come and work with you or support you in any way? If you need any help with anything, let me know. I can be your support. That's how you find yourself. That's how you build purpose. And serve. If you belong to a local church, I know it's not for everyone. And I know a lot of people are shy. You know, a lot of people just like to kind of like keep that anointing to themselves. You know, if you're that kind of person, there are so many other ways that you can serve. But if you can, serve your local church in any way. You will learn how to communicate with people. You will learn conflict resolution. Your faith will be tested. Your person will be tested. You'll be forced to grow. You know, just so many things. There's so many skills out there that all it might take for you is a Google search. Nonprofits around me. It might not even be a Google search. You might already have that connection on your contact list or in your contact list. That just needs a text message and be like, hey, I've been really thinking about doing this. I'm not sure if it's what I want to do long term, but I don't mind trying out with you. And I just remembered that you also do the same thing. Can I volunteer with you? Or do you know of anyone I can volunteer with? Do you understand? So, again, start from where you are. 2, volunteer, serve, and repeat. Volunteer, serve, and repeat. Lastly, please find peace with where you are and who you are, right? I'm going to connect this a bit to a couple of episodes ago about comparison and envy and things like that. If you are not at peace with where you are, And if you are viewing your life from the perspectives of other people, even if you are working in purpose, you will still not enjoy it. I can repeat that. If you're not happy, if you are not peaceful, if you're not joyful where you are, even if it's your dream job, even if you already know your purpose from it 6 months, and you know that this is what I want to do, nobody can tell me otherwise, but you have not found peace and you are not joyful and you are comparing that phase of your life with other people, I'm not sorry to say, you will never be satisfied with where you are. Never. Never. So, please, wherever you are now, wherever you're walking, find peace and joy in it. Be faithful in what you're doing. If it's an office job, maybe that's not the profession you want to do long term, but you need that extra money, you need that income to survive, still be faithful. And I know it's hard, and I know there's so many other factors that I can talk about. You know, maybe if it's not a welcoming work environment, if it's not, you know, if your colleagues are not really helpful, you know, if the professors, you know, at your college are not very supportive, or your classmates are not really supportive, or you're just finding it hard to assimilate the content. Like, there's so many other factors, so many other subjective factors that I cannot touch. So if there's anything that I'm saying and you're like, you don't know my story, you don't know what I'm going through, I just want to take some space and say it. I hear you and acknowledge that. And I'm talking more from a very general perspective. So in finding peace and in finding joy is remembering your why. And remembering the heart of what you're doing. So even if you're already starting the process of working in that which you want to do, and maybe things change, maybe you thought in 3 years you would have multiple branches of your business, maybe in 2 years ago you thought that by now you know, your clothing line would have been massive, and it's not like that. It's hurtful, it's painful. But keeping that heart, being consistent, going for it, shooting for it, is always so helpful. So that even if the fairy fair out changes, you know, these other subjective things, the crux of who you are, the crux of your purpose, the crux of your career choice, your business choice, things like that remains the same, right? So in knowing your purpose really and in understanding what you're meant to do starts from being faithful where you are. And I'm saying it the third time for, so that it's not like for emphasis. So it's not like I'm just everywhere. No. Yeah, starting from where you are is really part of finding your purpose. Like I gave my story earlier. Starting from where you are, volunteering and serving is a part of finding yourself first. Finding yourself before finding your purpose or your career. Now, you know I cannot end this podcast without giving a shout out to my church folks, right? Even in the midst of all of that, and again, this is especially for my church folks, even in the midst of all of that, we have a general, not general, a higher purpose, right? And a higher calling that we are never supposed to be asking the question that, what am I supposed to do? For all of us, we've been given something that we don't even need to look for. We don't even need to ask questions. We just need to walk in it. And that is to spread the message of Christ. It's not being spiritual. It's there. You know, it's there. It's what we've been called to do. It's what we've been commissioned. Does that word sound familiar? Commissioned. And I'm not sorry to say, but that purpose is higher than the career and the professional one that we are seeking. I'm not saying don't seek that, because that one, that professional one, is also a means to an end that the Lord will be glorified on earth, you know? Yeah. is part of the professional one, is linked to the higher calling. It's linked to the higher ground. So I really wanted to say that towards the end, just so we don't miss that important piece. Because career will change, yo. I've seen people move from professions at like later times in their life, at the age of 50, at the age of 60, who were doing something completely different and had like a 180 career change. Like totally unrelated to what they were doing that they had been doing for years, and they're striving. I've had people who have wanted to do certain things for so long in their life, did it, and they're like, no, I can't do this, and switch. So change is the only constant thing. Don't base the core of who you are on your career, on the word purpose. Don't, because it will always change. Circumstances will make it change. Life will make it change. Situations will make it change. Parenting. So many other indices, so many other factors can make it change. I mean, there was a time when I wanted to go to college for music full time, and then there's another time I thought I was going to be something else. You know, like I said, mass communication, and I thought I was going to be in the radio and I was going to be on TV. We all know what I'm doing now. Radio and TV is definitely not part of it. The only thing that looks like radio and TV is podcast. Right? So imagine if I said, because I'm not on radio and TV, then life has finished. Life, no. God is unfinished. Even with what I'm doing now, only Abba knows how long I will do it. Right? So never forget or don't forget that higher calling that you've been called to do as a believer, to share Christ. It's an important calling. It's the core of what we've been called to do and what we've been made to do. So with questions like, what does the world need? Jesus. What can I do to make a difference and leave a mark in the world? Leave and share Jesus. You know, what's at risk if I don't do what I am called to do? Then people would die without knowing Jesus. That's not good. Nah, it's not good at all. I just want to encourage us. And today, I know it sounds like I came with violence, want to, and it seems like this podcast will be shared. So, please, there's a higher calling out there for those of us who are believers. 2, there are so many things you can do to get to know yourself and to get to know who and what you've been called to do. There's so many things. Serve, volunteer, repeat. Serve, volunteer, repeat. A big thanks to everyone for listening, for giving feedback, for listening to the past 10 episodes. Don't forget to share with your friends. Don't forget to share with your family. Don't forget to share with your foes. And if you have any topic suggestions or things you want me to expatiate more on, or have any questions, the contact details are in the description box. Please do not hesitate to reach out and, you know, just ask questions or suggest topics. And whatever platform you listen on, please and please, if you can, which I will appreciate, kindly leave like reviews. Is that it? Yeah. Like that star, 5-star reviews, any star you choose to give us. Or you choose to give pink glasses. So please don't forget to leave a review on any streaming platform that you use. Today's song for the week is I'll Say Yes by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I mean, what better song, right? And the quote for this week is, letting go does not mean it won't happen. It only means it's not up to you to make it happen. Okay? It's hard to let go, but sometimes letting go is all we need to do to ease ourselves of the burden. Thank you again, and I hope to see you next time on the Green Glasses Conversation. I'm your host, Olaoluwa, and see you next time. Bye-bye.